What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two, we're talking with Voice in the Darkness. And can you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Well, sure, Mike. You know, let me start with this. When you've only got seconds to spare, the police are merely minutes away.
Yes.
And you've gone through this yourself, so you understand exactly what I'm saying. You know, it's a really good thing if we all just take the time to take a 30,000-foot elevation, bigger picture perspective here and take a big look at what's going on in our country, because we're less than 3 months away from our election here, and we've got total dystopian division spread about our country right now in so many more ways than one. We could discuss economics, or we could discuss razor class division, and we'd have our fill of articles. And we could go ahead and go to town, probably for a two-hour broadcast on any one of these. Now, the problem is they're all happening at once. And, you know, we've all got to really understand how to be prepared for this and how to really react appropriately and not drink the Kool-Aid. And, Mike, as I look around at these folks out here in California, that's where I'm at, I'm watching grown men walk down the street wearing a face mask, walking their dog, and their dog is free breathing. And I'm wondering how the role reversal ever occurred here. Like, it's just kind of getting to me, to be honest, if you want the truth.
Yeah. I hear you. It is absurd out there. You know, and we're trying to figure how long, you know, before it really starts falling apart. I was talking with Dave about this earlier, and he was saying, you know, how long until it starts to fall apart. And I said, I think it's already falling apart. I really do. Anyway, do you have anything else for us?
Well, I would say that, Mike, I agree with you in as much as that it's falling all apart on us as we sit here watching. But I do want to let you know that I really want to make it clear to you that I and a lot of other listeners really appreciate what you're doing out here, because we've got limited time and you're one of those nice gentlemen who really pays attention to what's going on and you have a good moral compass. And so you get a pretty good outlook on what is happening in our country. And I rely on you and folks like you for the news that the mainstream media isn't giving us. And so I just want to encourage you to keep it up and don't give up and don't feel like anything is getting to you, because, Mike, the biggest thing that's getting to you is each one of us listening, and we applaud you for it. And,
well, thank
just
you.
In case anybody – well, no, thank you, brother. Thank you. And just in case anybody was wondering about why I'm called a voice in the dark, it's a shameless plug for my YouTube channel. That's my name on YouTube. If you look up A Voice in the Dark, you might be able to hear a little more about my complaints regarding our current situation. And I do encourage the listeners. I've only got 93 subscribers, so being a tiny minnow in a really big lake, I don't feel like I'm, you know, self-flagellating here trying to, you know, promote myself. But I want to promote you, Mike, and I do that every day. I try to share your broadcast with as many of my friends as are willing to listen. And the fact that you keep bringing us really pointed and really accurate news is the reason I feel good about doing that. And I just wanted you to know that.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words. And thank you very much for the phone call. And before we move forward on that here, let's see. Apparently, I've gotten two different emails from two different people. Apparently, the McCloskeys and their attorney said they did, in fact, call 911 first and were, quote, refused service, end quote. And apparently they repeated that when they were interviewed by Tucker Carlson. So in point of fact, they went 911 first, were told that nothing was available to help them. And at that point, they did what they needed to do to protect, you know, their home and their property, which, by the way, is more than just the house. It's also the land that the house sits on. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Ken, are you there?
Yes, I am. I think the operative phrase here is better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
I think that's a very, very good observation.
And I got it from, I think I got it from John, possibly you too. What makes you think that they can't shoot you through a wall? You know, you open the door, you hide behind the door. I mean, you know, you got plywood, you have glass. I wouldn't take the chance. I would point it directly at somebody. If you have any idea the police are going to refuse you service, I think you should contact, hopefully you have a real sheriff, and you contact the sheriff first and say, look, if I'm set upon by these people, will you defend me and record it? As far as, you know, in the case of New York City, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the sheriff in Kings County, New York City is appointed by the mayor, so he's totally useless.
Yeah.
I have other things about lawyers and the judges, but I can go into that later on.
Okay.
You know, if you... Just to say, apparently the judge is in on this because if he was a really honest judge, the first thing he should have done if he found out that prosecutor went and tampered with Evan, he should have yanked his bar card. And the McCluskeys, I sincerely hope somebody is listening that would tell them they should press their attorneys to start filing criminal complaints against other attorneys. I know sharks don't like to eat each other. We know about professional courtesy, but
yes,
that's a railroad job, just like you said. I mean, that's obstruction of justice, tampering. You know, you can probably come up with 3 or 4 charges for each one. The judge is still a lawyer. He can get a criminal complaint.
We've already got the governor of the state saying he's going to issue a pardon if this farce actually goes through to conviction. But I think any decent defense attorney is going to get up there and they're going to point to the official paperwork that says her gun was not fireable and was reassembled to make it fireable so that she could be charged. And I can't imagine any jury in the world convicting on that.
I hope not. Where was the location of where they had the problem?
Well, it was their home, basically, in St. Louis.
St. Louis. Okay. Yeah, they should have a sheriff there. But with these large cities, you can never really be sure. I mean, we have one here. I'm planning on contacting them and asking them this question because I think our police here make too much money. Typically make around $100,000 a year, and I certainly wouldn't want to put that in danger by getting shot at.
Yes.
And you know what? Let them defund the police. Quite frankly, they're useless. If they can't protect our police here have a patch on their arm and it says to serve and protect. And my question is what?
Well, the police I've seen have a patch on their arm saying we treat you like a king.
Where's that?
Rodney King.
Rodney. Oh yeah. Okay. All right, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Hear me now? I hear you now.
Mike, you know, this guy, what was his name, Glenn, it's called?
Yeah.
Out of his mind, okay? I'll tell you, I had a little incident a few years back when I first moved here. North
yep.
Carolina, and about 1 o'clock in the morning, found asleep, but I wake up real quick, you know, and I heard noises in my yard there, right?
Yep.
So I put car running, and then the dog started barking also. I look outside, and there's tire tracks out the window, and there's a car parked there running. Engine running, looks like about 2 people in there. All right?
Yep.
So I immediately got the shotgun, walked out, you know, racked it, pumped it.
Yep.
Walked out with the 2 dogs too. And that guy, and whoever was driving that car shot out of there like a bat out of hell. I mean, he got out of there real quick. Lucky he didn't hit my car in the meantime while he was getting away. And that was the end of the story. What I did, though, at that point, you know, I did call the sheriff's department, not 911, but the sheriff's department, report what happened, just in case these clowns came out and said that I threatened them or something like that. I don't know. I didn't even know who they were. I didn't
do that.
1 o'clock in the morning, it was dark, so, and this woman there, this woman dispatcher or deputy, whatever she was, asked me whether I need to talk, to be interviewed by the deputy. I said, no, I don't need to be interviewed by anybody. I'm just reporting to you what happened. I'm going back to bed. And that was it. End of story. Okay? That's what guns are there for. Okay?
Yes.
Protection. Second Amendment. Not there for hunting. I don't hunt. I love animals too much. Okay? But I definitely believe in the right of anybody to have a gun, other than maybe somebody is on psych meds. Okay? And that
yes.
includes, by the way, police shouldn't have be on psych meds either. The other thing I wanted to say, too, is that I think you should disband the police and incorporate them into all into sheriff's departments. Okay? All local state police should be incorporated into various county sheriff's departments. This way you have a sheriff who's elected. So what you
yes.
see going on in Portland now, instead of a police chief that's appointed by another political hack, one hack appointed by another, you have an elected sheriff. If the elected sheriff doesn't do his job, fire. People can fire him. They also should have recall powers, too, at any time. All right? Now, if they're dumb enough to think that it's okay for the sheriff to go along with this stuff, well, then that's on them. Shouldn't be up to the federal government to come in, because if people are that dumb, to tolerate that. But what you have now are these police chiefs who are absolutely worthless. They're collecting big salaries, most of them in the big cities, to do nothing but twiddle their thumbs. They don't care. They couldn't care less about the people. Just like these mayors don't care less care anything about the people. Or these governors, right? Especially in these red states and some of the blue, I mean, especially in the blue states, especially in the red states, too. They just don't care. It's about time people understand the real peace officers in this country are the armed citizens. The people who are not ready to lay down, lay under their bed, cover themselves with masks, and stay in the house. Those are not American citizens, okay? Well, they may be American citizens, but that's not what this country was built on, Mike, okay?
Nope.
And one more thing I just want to bring up. I'd like everybody to go to the Last American Vagabond. Look him up today. He made a short video about Mike Wallace, Chris Wallace's father, a real investigative reporter, not like his dirtbag son, okay, Chris. And he did a report about the vaccines of the Derna swine flu and what damage they did, how many people suffered horrible side effects from. And by the way, Mike, I remember that flu because I got real sick. I mean, I was out for like over a week. I was out of week work for over a week, could barely get out of bed. I had a dog even at that time. I was living in New York City. I had to take the dog out for walks. That's about the only going outside I did. Other than that, all I ate was, if I remember right, soup and juices. That's the way it goes. But I retired.
Yes.
After about over a week, I was back to work, and that was that. I never took a vaccine. At least I never took a flu vaccine, period. And that goes to show you. And it's the same thing now. All right? People got to understand this, okay? And the masks don't do you any good, Justin.
No.
Get out from under the bed, okay? Get out from under the bed, man. You'll be all right. Get some sunshine. And hopefully you're ready to defend your house, too. Okay, of course, a lot harder to do in New Jersey, okay? But that's about it. I mean, Mike, I mean, really. About time we start becoming Americans again and stop this nonsense. This, by the way, that prosecutor in St. Louis, she should be brought up and charged. She should be charged criminally for misusing, for abusing her office, okay? She's a criminal. Not the two people brandishing the weapon. By the way, the only problem I saw with the weapon, one I think is the woman had her finger on the trigger. You don't do that. Unless you really...
No, you don't.
Get the prosecution.
But again, she was aware that the gun would not actually fire.
Oh, I didn't even know that. It was not a,
That's the big stink here. The gun the gun was a prop that had been used in another lawsuit. And the firing pin had been reversed and the spring moved to the other side, so the gun was incapable of firing. And somebody in that prosecutor's office ordered the ballistics lab to put the gun back in working order so she could be charged. Patricia could be charged. That's okay, but tampering with evidence. Obstruction of justice.
Yeah. The AR-15, hopefully, was actually operable. I hope they came out with at least one operable weapon, right?
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's not a very smart thing to do, is come out there with either unloaded or inoperable weapon, okay? But, I mean, for their own safety. But still, this was not it. They were defending their homes against a mob of criminals, okay? And I'll tell you something. That prosecutor needs to be prosecuted for the whole thing. She needs to go to jail.
I agree.
Shame. Shame. Shame that this country has come to this kind of situation today where we have this kind of stuff. Shame. That's all I can say, Mike. You have a good day, okay, buddy?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to V in Arkansas. Hello, V. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I hope you guys are doing okay up there.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
I had a couple of topics. I'm the first-time caller, but so, and I may sound like I'm scattered all over the page. I'll try to keep focused because I'm not talking on the radio. One of the things on the previous callers had made, I believe her name was Laura, and I understand her upset and everything. However, it appears to be that she's lumping all black together. And I don't do that, and I think for the majority of people don't. She probably didn't mean to do or say that, you know, referring to the blacks. I personally believe you just don't dump all a particular group together because if there's some or quite a few that are not so nice and you're really ugly and mean and all that. Okay, I personally believe, in my opinion, with limited information, because I don't have internet or Facebook or smartphones or anything like that, but I think it's primarily, it's not the gangs, quote unquote, it's the people behind the Black Lives Matter movement and Antifa.
Yeah.
The ones who aren't on the front lines, and the ones who are, they're just being used like puppets and are severely misled, yeah. Though their intention may be, this is a good, you know, got to take care of people. I got that, but they're being misled and being misused, and when they're done, they'll dump them too. You know, that's my viewpoint on that situation anyway. A couple of other things. I was going through a book that I've got, and I wish everybody had it, but there was a quote given by Baron M.A. Rothschild, and I'm sure you're quite familiar with it. Some of your listeners may not be, but he made the statement to give me control, quote, give me control over nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws. Whoever controls the volume of money in any country is the master of all its legislation and commerce. Okay? Louis T. McFadden, chairman of the House Banking Commission, U.S. congressman, I think that was back in the 1930s sometime, he made the statement, we have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known. I refer to the Federal Reserve Board and the Federal Reserve Bank, herein after called the Fed. They are not government institutions. They are private monopolies which prey upon the people of the U.S. for the benefit of themselves and their foreign and domestic swindlers, rich and predatory moneylenders. And after three attempts on his life, he died, I think, in 1936. George W. Maloff, U.S. Senator from Nevada, in 1957, when he spoke before the conference, he alluded as four follows to the families that secretly owned the Federal Reserve Bank and controlled finances. He quotes, I believe that if the people of this nation fully understand.
Hold that thought. Sir. I'm going to put it on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and I'm going to come right back to that quote. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with V in Arkansas, and we're talking about, she's giving us some quotes, historical quotes about the Federal Reserve. So you were about, you had just finished with McFadden, and you were moving on.
Yes, sir. I'll try to make it real quick. But it was George W. Maloff, who was a U.S. Senator from Nevada. He spoke before Congress in 1957, and he alluded in his speech as follows to the families that secretly owned the Federal Reserve Bank and controlled the finances of the U.S. Quote, I believe that if people of this nation fully understood what Congress has done to them over the past 49 years. Now, he's speaking in 1957, so he's referring back. Over the past 49 years, they would move on Washington. They would not wait for an election. It adds up to a preconceived plan to destroy the economic and social independence of the United States. Peter Hoglund, Nebraska, state senator. Okay, now he's part of the Trilateral Commission way back in there. Zbigniew Brzezinski, I believe, and Carol Quigley, and all those people with the Clintons. Anyway, he made a radio program stated on 1983, fundamental Bible-believing people do not have the right to indoctrinate their children in their religious beliefs because we, the state, are preparing them for the year 2000. when America will be part of a one world order global society and their children will not fit in, unquote. Carol Quigley, who's deceased Bill Clinton mentor, professor of history at Georgetown University, wrote in his book, and he is also a member of the CFR, in his book, quote, Hope and Tragedy, he stated, quote, the CFR is the American branch of a society which originated in England and believes national boundaries should be obliterated and one world rule established. They mean to put an end to the United States, and all of their information is read in their own publications called the Foreign Affairs Magazine.
Okay.
Warren Christopher, former Secretary of State under Clinton, stated in January 25th of 1993 on CNN, quote, we must get the new world order on track and bring the UN into its correct role in regards to the U.S., unquote. The Washington Times reported on May 12, 1996, quote, Secretary of State Warren Christopher has declared protection of the, quote, global environment to be a fundamental principle of American foreign policy. In a recent speech at Stanford University, Mr. Christopher unveiled the, quote, environmental initiative for the 21st century, unquote, an ambitious agenda of green diplomatic initiative intends to promote the renewed vigor throughout the world. Now, that's just some quotes, and that was from the Washington Post. And I said all that.
Okay,
Okay, that's where I'm going now. I am. I'm sorry it's taking so long. The conclusion is there. We've got supposedly a shortage change of coins in Arkansas, supposedly, and I heard worldwide, don't know that to be true. We have got a shortage of aluminum. I'm sorry?
I said it's certainly nationwide in the United States.
We have got supposedly there becoming a shortage of aluminum, so you're going to be harder and harder to find certain vegetables and things and drink. They're all going to the major brands and going to plastic. You know, stop the plastic, now we're back to plastic. No, we're out of cans and aluminum shortage. And now it's the math. And the control, and all this part of, like, for example, I went in February before all this stuff broke out, and I bought a small bag of a box of masks that protects against bacteria, not virus. That's the blue mask that everybody wears. It's bacterial filtration, okay, for about $5. Mm-hmm. There's 20 of them. Today I went in there, and $17.50 for 20. Went by yep. the drugstore to see if they had some masks in a box. No, but we do have a few. We can sell you five for $8, which they gave us in a Ziploc bag. But they didn't have masks. The whole point of it is the control issue, monetarily, yep. economically, mentally, emotionally, and all the others. And the lady I met going out the door, she was mad at us. I had her. And she said, she made the statement. Whether you like it or not, this November, these masks are coming off. And then she said some explicative, and then it said the word Democrat.
So okay.
I just thought, okay, you've made my day. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to just, I know it's a lot at once, and it covers a lot of different topics, but there is one last thing, and I will repeat this. In our area, and these people that I know, real quick, there were two ladies who went into another part of Arkansas, said, oh, my gosh, we better get tested, you know, see if we've got something going on. They're over 70. They've known each other for years and went to school together. They were not tested because the line was too long. A few days later, they got in the mail or were contacted and said, you had both tested for COVID-19 positive, and they never were tested. Now, that's the truth. It's not a rumor. It's a fact.
I've heard similar stories. Have to let you go, V. We got other callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Nabil in Kansas City. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
There. One thing about Murkowski is that I find admirable is here we have an example of a middle-aged couple who is able to protect themselves with a gun against an angry mob. And the gun grabbers have to be going crazy because they destroyed every argument that they have ever made.
Yes.
You call 911. How many recordings have we heard? You call 911, and they're like, "Don't hurt the protesters. Be nice to the protesters. I'm under attack. They're smashing my windows. Don't fight back. Be nice to the protesters. We're not going to send cops. They're not going to come in." I mean, we're completely left helpless, and it's by design. Now the beautiful part here is not a single shot was fired. These guys are able to defend their homes without firing a shot against an angry mob who's been killing people. I can't tell you how many videos I've seen of people getting shot, kicked to death, beat to death. And all this has to be on their minds. They have to know these things, especially being in St. Louis, what they're up against. Had they gone in their house and hid the guns, if those protesters would have stormed the house, they would have had to shoot and start killing people. So the people that say they should have just barricaded themselves in the home, terrible idea. How many people would have been dead had they done that? and the protesters decide to barge in. A complete disaster. Waving a weapon just lets people know, hey, this is what I'm packing. Stay away from me. You're showing your cards. This is a great thing to do. I never was a fan of concealed carry. Just carry it openly. But, you know, it's so much safer. I feel safe in a bank standing next to somebody who's showing off a gun. I know this guy's going to protect us. Lastly, I called back in March, and I did say I felt COVID was a false flag, you know, on us. I did say at the time, once the lockdowns are done, they're going to hit us with something else, something worse. And I think that's the riots, Black Lives Matter, which come out, you know, every 4 years. The next thing I feel that's going to come down is they're going to take away our food. I think they're really going to try really hard to starve us by the end of the year. And lastly,
definitely provoke riots.
No, I agree, and maybe that's what they want. And to that point, come November, after the elections, nobody is going to accept these elections. Like you've always said, you can fraud up to a point, but once it's obvious, the game is over. It's going to be obvious, and no one's going to care. It's in our face, and nobody cares. They're going to make it as obvious as they don't even care. Everybody's going to know it's fraud, and they're going to still say, hey, this is a legit election. Get rid of Trump. Nobody's going to accept this. Trump wins, the left is going to accept it. If the left wins, the right's not going to accept it. What happens at that point? Have a good day, everybody.
Well, thanks a lot for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Al in West Virginia. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Al, are you there? Okay, let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Listen, I wanted to make a couple of contrasts here. There was a coach in Oregon, Portland, who a high school football coach who was fired because he was also a sergeant in the Portland police. They just fired him from his high school coaching job simply because he was a police officer. There was a guy, a teacher, and I can't remember where from, who was fired for tweeting. This is what he tweeted: "Trump is our president. Nothing more. Trump is our president." And he lost his job. Now, you ran it on your thing. I think I may have sent it to you this morning. There was a picture that had been texted out in Springfield, Ohio, of about a 2-year-old white toddler still in diapers. One adult male was holding this. This child was on his stomach.
Yes.
Was holding this child's hands behind his back, and another black male was doing what was done to the counterfeiting porn star. What's his name again? Up in Minneapolis.
George.
Yeah, with George Floyd with a knee on the neck and another one on the back. This is on a toddler. And a white toddler, mind you, and it was saying now, and the subtitle to all this under the picture that this guy tweeted this out was, "Tell me Black Lives Don't Matter now, motherfucker." Excuse me.
Well, gotta watch the language. Gotta watch the language here.
I'm sorry, but I'm quoting the text.
That's what the guy said. Well, actually, the captain was BLM. MF, the initials, but we know that's what they really meant. And
But Mike, not only did that not make the national news at all.
Oh yeah.
But then there was a guy who was a special ed teacher in Georgia, who then texted when commenting on that tweet of the guy on that little baby's neck. "Lean on into it until death," special education teacher encouraged BLM.
Brian Kaepernick's name.
Yes. Now, mind you, this other guy got fired simply because he had a job as a police sergeant, and another guy for saying Trump is the president. what kind of a savage? You believe this guy was, by the way, a special ed teacher? He shouldn't be around anybody at all. He shouldn't even be. That guy should be not even be around animals. But at any rate, what a double standard! What a double standard! And I had a conversation the other day with a neighbor who was saying, "Oh, the police are brutal. Police are brutal." And I agree with your former caller was saying that the people behind BLM and Antifa, the people who've been lying to everybody about the statistics and hiding the crime statistics, which are horribly, really are horrible about the mass disproportionate black crime. And they've been lying for years, so that these people now feel enabled, like they're being wronged. Not that the society at large is being wronged by them, but they're being wronged. But because they don't even know the crime rates, perhaps. Maybe they do, and just can feel it, but they don't know them. But at any rate, this community policing, Mike, where it's implicit in every law enforcement encounter, from a jaywalking stop to a traffic, citation. Force is implicit in all of it. If I was jaywalking across the street and somebody stopped me and said, let's say it's a community police person, and since I don't have a license plate, tattooed to my butt, there's no way to ID me. And they said, listen, I want to stop you, and I'm going to give you a ticket. You know, I'd give him the finger and I'd walk on, right? Because they can't ID me. I wouldn't go along with that. And the only thing that makes you not do it is the fact that they have a gun, right? Or whatever, even for the routine traffic stop. And it's implicit in everyone. Now, I'll go along with it, right? Somebody stops me. But what if I've got a couple of felonies and I'm facing a three strikes thing? Right? Would I be more likely to fight and resist? And of course, we know the crime rate in the black community, right? So would they be more inclined to resist? Yeah. And when they're told by everybody else that they're always being wronged, well, that would be another reason. But it's implicit in everything, and they are nuts. If you take that implied resort to force out of it, there is no law enforcement at all. So it's just, you have to manage it. You have to do it responsibly. You can't, but nevertheless, these people won't do it even with armed police. So, the only thing standing between us and that little kid, maybe, with a couple people holding you down, are the police. So, and the people that are getting that all this hate up and turning people against each other and denying everybody the facts of what the crime figures are, which also further enables these people. They're the ones that are really responsible, but that community can be played like a Stradivarius, Mike, and they do it all the time. They're played. Yep. They're played like Stradivariuses constantly. And by the way, I've said this before, in 1991, I know you were in L.A. then, when 2,400 Korean businesses were burned down because they were Korean, and they didn't call that a hate crime? They didn't call that a hate crime. The biggest pogrom in the history of the United States. So, anyways, this is really getting bad, and unless this is looked squared in the eye, and you call it a spade, not make a pun or anything, but call and listen, the crime is horrible. You know, if you guys want Black Lives Matter, well, quit killing yourselves and everybody else, you know, and there were only 9 police unarmed incidents where policemen in all the whole country last year killed an unarmed black person. There were 19 unarmed white people killed.
Yes.
So, more than twice, even though they commit more than double of everybody else violent crime, of everybody else. And we're 62% of the population, and they're 13. So, unless you call a spade, Mike, This will never change. But it's the media who's not doing that. And look who controls the media. I mean, it's all yes. one thing, as that lady was saying earlier. You know, we're being played like Stradivarius is also.
Yes.
Anyways, that's my comment, Mike. I'm sorry I ranted a little too long.
Well, that's okay. We understand, and you know, glad that your phone is working again here. Thanks a lot for the call, Peter. We're going to switch over to Jim in Illinois. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
I'm doing quite well, Michael. First of all, regarding what Peter stated, most of your criminals are on Wall Street or in Washington, D.C. But the reason why I called...
The successful ones.
Say it again, please.
The successful ones.
Right. The reason I'm calling, regarding the shooting at the funeral home in Chicago, and this is something most people don't know, and the mayor and the police department don't want you to know, this is what happened. First of all, the people that were shot, most of them were innocent bystanders, 10 women and 5 men. And the reason that happened, there were 2 funerals going on at the same time. But this is the kicker. People in the community and also the funeral director, they got word 2 days before the funeral that there was going to be some shooting in front of the funeral home. So the funeral director and community leaders called the police and said, look, can you have some police in front of the building where we're having these funerals? The police said no. When the shooting started, the nearest cop was maybe 2 or 3 blocks away. So again, you have a community that's concerned about their fellow citizens and their neighbors. They call the police, and that's what the police always say. You hear something, call us. They call, and the police did nothing. But yet and still, a week ago Friday, they had over 60 policemen downtown in riot gear protecting a statue of Columbus.
Yeah. So that's strange priorities.
Right. You know, you care more about a statue, the individuals, and those people that were shot. They're going to have medical problems for the rest of their lives. But yet and still, the police did not respond. What does it take for them to respond?
Well, it looks like the fix was in. If this was gang-related, you know, organized.
I was going to say it was gang-related. You're right.
Okay, well, somebody in the police department got bought off then.
Well, that's what I'm thinking also, yeah. And unfortunately, you have 15 people shot. 10 of them were innocent bystanders. They were not gang members or anything like that. So, and that's something that the mayor of Chicago and the police department will not want people. They do not want people to know that. And this mayor of Chicago, she is absolutely ridiculous and incompetent. You know. So, Michael, I'm going to let you go on that note. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Here, we're going to switch over to Wayne in Texas. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind? We lost Wayne, so let's go to Doug in Pennsylvania. Hello, Doug. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Good show, as usual. I wouldn't call in, but I heard Glenn in Philadelphia, and of course, I'm a resident of Pennsylvania. I've been here all my life. I live in one of the most least populated counties there is here and border the National Forest, and we do have a thing in Pennsylvania called the Castle Doctrine. It was Bill HB 40. And it does give you the right to not retreat anymore. And you don't have to have a personal carry permit to be able to defend yourself here. You had a lot of things really wrong. But I did see some things that the McCluskeys did that I thought were tactically really wrong, but I think everything turned out very well for them.
Yes.
And I'm glad of that. That was a good thing. And it can show you just brandishing a weapon sometimes can stop everything. Maybe a good thing.
Well, I agree with you about the tactical thing. And, you know, it's like those commercials from the front sight firing academy. Just having the gun is not enough. You've got to have a plan and you've got to train because I don't think they were really, outside of owning the guns, one of which was inoperable, I don't think they were really prepared to deal with that situation. So they were kind of improvising as they went along.
Well, I certainly hope they do a little training and learn to be tactically a little more adept.
I'm sure they will now.
And, And, you know, everybody really needs to do that because you never know when a scenario like that will happen. The police take over an hour and 45 minutes to get to me here. And that's just basic. There's only two of them in the whole county at any one time, and they're state police. The sheriff's department won't do anything, which I'm really surprised about. They don't do anything but transfer prisoners back and forth to court. That's about it, and serve subpoenas. So you can't really rely on them. You're pretty much on your own.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. We got to let you go and take a commercial break, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. At 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, and as we reported yesterday, the New York police finally cleared out the remaining Occupy City Hall protesters. And these protesters, you know, who talk about the environment, you know, the liberal thing about global warming and whatnot, they apparently left such a mess, it's going to take weeks to clean it all up, what they left behind. So, you know, they talk a good They don't walk their talk is basically what it comes down to. Now, Senator Ted Cruz has introduced what's called the Reclaim Act. This will provide restitution to victims of violent leftist mobs in autonomous zones. The legislation would allow for treble damages, enabling plaintiffs in autonomous zones to recover triple the amount of actual damages caused to his or her property that were sustained as a result of the rioting. I assume that what they're planning on doing with this Reclaim Act is to go after the rioters themselves and make them personally financially liable for the destruction that they've done. All righty. Now, Joe Biden is on the warpath against Donald Trump, obviously. Calls Trump the first racist president, apparently forgetting the ones who own slaves and forgetting about Democrat Woodrow Wilson, who absolutely hated the blacks and loved the KKK. But then Joe Biden doesn't seem to have all of his marbles together anyway. Hulu is set to release a TV series based on this novel that imagines what Hillary Clinton's life would have been like if she'd never married Bill. And all of a sudden, I'm very nervous about all this effort to get Hillary's face and name out there. This is supposedly a New York Times best-selling novel. I've never even heard of it myself. It's based on an alternate version of Hillary Clinton's life, and it's going to become a scripted television show. I'm not going to bother tuning in here. Okay, apparently federal prosecutors have charged Matt Borges, founder of the anti-Trump Right Side Super PAC, with conspiracy to commit racketeering on Tuesday. And apparently Borges, a former Ohio Republican Party chairman who's now a lobbyist, is one of five people who've been charged in connection with a nuclear bailout bill that was quickly moved through the Ohio state legislature last year. The others are Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder, lobbyist Neil Clark, First Energy Solutions lobbyist Juan Cespedes, and Householder aide Jeff Longstreth. Apparently, the political operation accepted over $60 million in bribe money to secure First Energy Corp, a $13 billion public bailout. Heavy hitters there. Anyway, Borges co-founded the Right Side Super PAC with fellow Republicans Anthony Scaramucci. The organization is focused on defeating Donald Trump in the 2020 election here. Apparently, Christine Pelosi, Nancy's daughter, was temporarily banned from Twitter after appearing to support an attack on Senator Rand Paul. The Democrat House Speaker's daughter brought up the assault on him that happened in November of 2017. Righty. Now, we're hearing all this talk about how close Durham is getting, that there's plea deals, and we've seen this pattern before. We're constantly being told, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. The guilty are going to be charged. And it never really does seem to happen. I'm going to pick up on this first thing tomorrow when we get into our show on our Friday show. Anyway, there's the music. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. Steve Elkins is guest hosting tonight. And please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help desperately, desperately, desperately. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.